This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As the economy and politicians and lobbying groups get used to the EPA's new rules on greenhouse gas emissions from power plants that were announced yesterday, people are weighing in. The Washington Post and ABC News announced the results of a new poll. A big majority of Americans, both Democrats and Republicans, think federal limits on those power plant emissions are a good idea, even if it means higher electricity bills. Which is a good thing, because a lot of coal-fired power plants, the kind that turn out a lot of the cheapest energy we have, are already on their way out, thanks to rules that are already in place. Dan Weissman has that story.
Since 2010, coal plants that produced about a sixth of the country's coal-based electricity got slated for closure. About a third of them are already gone. And that's partly because other regulations, like rules about mercury emissions, meant old plants were going to need pricey upgrades. Christopher Knittel from MIT says the carbon rules announced this week could also have been a factor.
They shut down because of the rule that happened today, but they shut down 2 years ago because of the expectation of that rule.
Similarly, as more plants get pegged to close, the carbon rules won't necessarily be to blame every time.
It's going to be difficult to know exactly why a given power plant shut down. I think it's going to be a combination of cheap natural gas, the carbon rules, the mercury rules, and all the other environmental policies.
But the EPA projects coal will still produce 30% of our electricity in 2030. Here's Travis Miller from Morningstar.
Some of the new coal plants are very efficient and can emit relatively little for the amount of electricity that they produce.
Even with some older plants, closure may not be the best strategy for some utilities.
We don't see a whole lot of coal plant closures in states where you have options to lower the carbon intensity with other sources.
The new rules let states take credit for bringing in more wind and solar or for increasing energy efficiency. Older plants could keep running as part of that mix. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.